Hey girl, welcome to Fearless and Unleashed, where we'll learn tips and tricks to live our best life. We are leaving fear behind, ladies, reaching our goals, having some fun while being authentically us. I'm Jeanette Sachs. I'm a mama of three beautiful girls, married to my best friend. I'm a wellness coach and entrepreneur. I'm all about living fearlessly, going after those scary business goals, getting fit while eating ice cream, and simplifying life. I believe when we get out of our own way, we become the best versions of ourselves. So get ready, girl, because we're about to change your life.
Have you ever thought to yourself how hard it is to find opportunities, things that you can get into, things that you can do in your life or in your business? I want to talk to you about how to find opportunities that can change your life, especially when it comes to business. A lot of us, we look out into the online world and we see a lot of people using that space to build some type of stream of income, right? They're using that online space to start a business, to grow a certain brand. And so I want to talk to you guys about five different things that you can focus on that will help you find opportunities that are going to change your life. We're just going to jump right into them. Number one is to be observant. You have to put yourself in a situation every single day from the moment you wake up in this mindset, in this space, that you are going to look for opportunities. That doesn't mean that you're going to spend all your day stressing out about finding an opportunity. That just means that you're going to set your mindset up, your thoughts, your energy, everything about you. You're going to be open to looking outside the box. For example, you're not going to go into things as you always go into them. You're going to have an open mind about things, because one of the things that you'll notice when you start doing this is opportunities come up. And if we're not open to finding those new things or trying new things, we're going to miss these opportunities. A lot of people say, oh, well, I don't know. I never have an opportunity to do any of this stuff. I don't know where to get started. And then when we start looking at their lives, there's opportunities coming up left and right, but they're not open to seeing those things. A lot of times, your opportunities that are going to come up are going to be so outside of your comfort zone. They're not going to match the life that you have right now, the action that you take right now, the things, the routines that you follow right now. A lot of times, these opportunities are going to require a different version of you. It's going to require for you to do different things, to show up a different way. You have to have an open mind to see those opportunities come up, to see something new come up. And you have to ask yourself, could I see myself doing this? Could I learn how to do this? Even if you don't know how to do something, could I learn how to do this? That's going to lead me to number two. Educate yourself in the industry that you're in. So for example, you have to ask yourself, what's everyone doing? What are some trends that are going on? What are some new ideas that I can learn how to do also? Because remember what I said, you may not know how to do any of this stuff. You're going to have things come up, but you have to have that mindset of going, hey, I can learn anything. Sometimes we have in our heart something that we want to do, but we're scared to do it. That's an opportunity for you. You just have to take the leap. But a lot of times things are going to come up that maybe you never thought about doing. And you have to have an open mind to go, can I learn how to do this? Would I enjoy doing this? Is there a market for this? When you look at what other people are doing, it's not that you're comparing yourself. You never want to compare yourself because you're your own unique individual, but you do want to look and see, what is everybody doing? How is everybody making money? How is everyone starting a business in this industry that I want to get into? What do the tasks look like? What does the routine look like? What does the workload look like? Am I able to manage that? Can I become the person that's able to do that? Can I train myself to become that person? You can become anybody that you want. You can do anything that you set your mind to. You can learn anything that you give time and dedication to learn. You have to remember that. So just look out and ask these questions. Just be nosy about the whole thing. If there's a topic, an industry, something you're thinking about getting into, wanting to learn more about, ask people questions. Go online and do research. Do market research. Find out what it takes to do that, what you need to learn, and just get really consumed in that topic to really understand what it is that is going to be required out of you if you do pursue that. You have no idea how many opportunities can come up when you go, you know what? I'm open to anything. God, just send me a sign. Send me down the path. When you're opening your eyes like that, you're going to see so many things come up. And sometimes it could be a little overwhelming because you may find opportunities everywhere. That happens to me a lot of times. I'm like, oh, I would love to do that. Oh, I would love to do that. But then I remember like, okay, slow down. Only because I can learn it, only because I do have the time to add things, I also stop and think, What kind of life do I want to live? Because obviously, the more you add to your business, the busier you're going to be. And so you also have to think about what kind of life you want to live. What kind of time off do you want? How do you want your business to flow? How much do you want to work? All of that plays a role into it too. And so you have to pay attention to that as well. And so sometimes when things are coming up for me, because I find opportunities every single day, every day that I grab my phone or I'm on my laptop or I'm out and about, I have so many things that come to mind. So many things that I'm like, I know I could be good at that. I'll share one that I have not shared with anyone that has been on my mind for some time, but I honestly think it's just that I have such a love for health and wellness that I don't think that I'm ever going to not feel that way about it. This is what I've always done in coaching as well, is just helping women feel their best, because as you grow a business, for example, you have to take care of yourself. If you are neglecting your health and your wellness, everything else is just not the same. It doesn't run the same. It doesn't succeed the same way. So I believe your health is number one. You have to take care of yourself. And then everything else is going to be so much easier for you to tackle. But when you're not healthy, trust me, everything else just seems really, really hard. And things start failing and things don't work. I 100% believe you have to take care and focus on your health. And so one of the things that I have had come to mind a lot in the past, I want to say maybe 6 months, is I had a thought one day. I was like, I think it would be really cool to open some type of wellness studio here in Maui, and people can just come in, work on themselves. Like, I had this whole vision, and then I went, wait a minute, where did that come from? Because never have I ever considered opening up any type of wellness studio. And then so many other thoughts came to mind of different ways that I could do this, different programs I could start. I mean, it's been happening a lot. And I've had thoughts like that on other things as well. So one of the things that I do when I have all those thoughts is I just let it marinate. You know, I let it marinate to really understand if that's really the path that I'm going in, if that's something that I want to start, if that's a new business thing that I want to add onto my coaching offering, because it's going to require a lot, right? It's going to require a lot to create it. It's going to require a lot of work, is going to require me to show up differently. And so it's never a no for me, but it is, I do have to slow down sometimes because I see opportunities everywhere. And you can't just jump on everything, right? You have to be smart about it. And so when those things happen, just slow down and really analyze each thing that's coming up. And when things come up often, all the time for you, then that's a sign, okay, maybe this one is it. And just remember, you guys, as you start and you jump on an opportunity, if it didn't work out, if it wasn't the one, you can always turn around and pick a different thing. That is life. We have to be okay with experiencing things, trying different things. And if things don't work out, it's okay to turn around, go back to the drawing board and find the thing that you were supposed to do. There is no shame in that. That is what life is about. That's what makes life so exciting, is trying things, living life. So remember that as you go through this journey. Number three is to experience life. That's funny how that just kind of led me into this one. So experiencing life, you got to get out there. You got to go and experience things in life. See what comes up for you when you're out and about living your life. Don't just do the same thing every single day and expect opportunities to come up. How many of you have the same routine every single day? You maybe even have thoughts about changing. You maybe have thoughts and goals and dreams that you want to do, but your routine is the same every single day. You have to change that, right? You have to change what you're doing every single day in order for you to even make room, shift things around. Sometimes our routines can get a little old. I know I've had this feeling. I never used to feel this way because I was set on my routine. It worked for me for years. And then one day I was like, you know, I feel like I've been feeling a little off for a while. And I realized that it was my routine. And it was like the most simplest changes, you guys. It didn't even have to be something major. I realized that the routine I had followed for years, I think I was just bored with it. And I wanted to change. I wanted to make room in the morning to do different things. I wanted to spend more time reading my Bible. I wanted to go for a walk. I wanted to start adding more beach walks in the morning. I wanted to just start my day differently. And what I used to do that worked really well, it just wasn't working as well anymore. And so sometimes when we want to experience new things, when we want to get into new opportunities and find those opportunities and do different things, you have to change how you're going about your day every single day. So that means that if you want to go and experience life and find opportunities, you're going to have to change what you're doing every day. You're going to have to go out and be involved in different things. Get out into your community. Don't just be on social media, because not all opportunities are only going to come up online. Being online is great for business, for marketing, for finding information. But really, I think a lot of us need to also remember how much and how many opportunities can come up in real life. There are so many people that I know that find opportunities by having conversations with random people, people they don't know that they meet when they're out and about. And then that leads to a business opportunity. And yeah, they use the online world as a tool to market and grow, but it started by going out and experiencing life. So for me, some of this is something that I added as well. It's just going out into the community, wanting to be a part of things, wanting to join things, wanting to be around other people. I started really craving that connection. And so I've been doing different things as well in my life, just getting out more, putting my phone away and being present more and being involved. That could be you going out and joining different things. Maybe you go and join a studio and do yoga and you meet a bunch of people and some new opportunities come up when you're talking to people, right? Maybe you're going to go and start a new hobby and you're going to meet people that do different things. Opportunities can come up from there. Maybe you're going to go work at a coffee shop in the morning 3 times a week. Maybe you're going to meet other people that go 3 times a week as well, and you get to know each other because you're there all the time and you spark conversation, and now you're finding opportunities as you're out and about. Again, I love how this is just flowing right into the next one. Number 4 is to talk to people, okay? And I just gave you some examples of that, so we're going to fly through this one real quickly. When you're out and about experiencing life, you're going to talk to people. Don't just put your head down and look at your phone, because that's how people avoid eye contact and avoid having conversations. Look up. Look at who's around you. Start conversations with people and ask questions. Get to know other people. Take a genuine interest in them, not because you're out there trying to find opportunities. You're going to let the opportunities just flow to you automatically. Your job is to put yourself in a situation where you're going to go and talk to people. You're going to take a genuine interest in who they are, what they do. What do you do for work? Oh, what do you do with your day? What is their routine looking like? What are their interests? What kind of fun things do they do? Obviously, right? You have conversations getting to know them, and you have no idea what opportunities can come up. This is how people learn different things about people, and then they realize they have things in common and they can collaborate and do something together, or something new comes up and it sparks an idea in you because someone else is doing this and it works really well for them. And maybe it was something that you wanted to do, or maybe it was something that you never thought about doing, but it sounds so amazing. So now you have some research to do so that you can see if it's something that you really want to do as well. So many things can happen when we talk to people. So be out there, experience life, and talk to other people. And number 5 is to take risk. You have to be open to trying something new and taking risk, because you never know. Like I said, if you don't change your daily routine, if you don't put yourself out there, if you don't do new things, if you don't take risk, you're never going to know what's out there for you. When I think about my life and how much it has changed, the biggest risk that I've ever taken, the things that were like really scary, that I didn't know if they were going to work out, I was afraid of failing, I didn't know anything about it. Those type of risks are the things that have impacted my life the most. There are the things that have completely changed my life. Just to give you 2 examples, moving from California to Hawaii, that was a huge risk, especially because I did it with my 3 kids and my husband, right? We had kids. It's different when it's just you and your spouse, but when you have 3 kids that you're moving and you have no idea how this is going to go or if it's going to work out, and then you're moving to the most expensive state, you have no idea, right? That was a huge risk, and it turned out to be just beautiful. We absolutely love it here. We've lived here the longest, and I am so glad that as scared as we were, we took that risk. It completely changed our lives, everyone's life, not just mine, not just my husband, but our kids. The second risk that I took was starting my coaching business, looking at the coaching world and going, man, that seems so great. I would love to do that. I would love to work on myself, change myself, become a better version of myself, succeed at different things, and then get to help and pay it forward to other women. Like, oh, that was like the dream job. Did I know how to do it? No, I knew nothing. I knew nothing when I got started. The amount of time and energy and research and work that I put in to learning, to implementing, taking action, even if it was scary and uncomfortable, it is what has helped me grow my coaching business. It is what has helped me continue it 10 years later. So those two things completely changed my life, and they both were extremely scary, and I didn't know what the outcome was. They were huge leaps, right? So you have to take risk. So there you have it, friend. Those are the five things that I'm going to tell you to do. Be observant so you can find opportunities. Educate yourself so that you are in the know of what's going on in the industry. Experience life. Talk to people and take risk. Those are your five. I hope you found this helpful. If you did, please share it with somebody that you know, or take a screenshot and share it on your social media. I would truly appreciate it. Take care, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Hey girl, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, I would really appreciate it if you took a minute to head over to Fearless and Unleashed on iTunes and leave a review and subscribe to the show so you're notified when the episodes drop. Also, I'd love to connect over on social media, so head over to Instagram and say hi. You can find me at Jeanette Sachs or find the link below in the show notes. Okay, friend, go out and be fearlessly you. I'll see you soon.